Friday afternoon, listeners. Welcome back to the show. And it is a real pleasure to present to the KFNN audience Michael Koval. He is the author of Trend Following, Learn to Make Millions in Up or Down Markets. He has also written a book on turtle trading. And you hear me mention over the last 12 years that I've been on KFNN, turtle trading. I don't get in as much depth all the time as I possibly should, but we'll get into it a little bit today with Michael. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
No, my pleasure. By the way, while you're listening, if you would like to go to Michael's website, the website is www.turtletrader.com, T-U-R-T-L-E-T-R-A-D-E-R, turtletrader.com. And you can sign up free for his newsletter, his books that Trend Following, Learn to Make Millions in Markets. You could get right on his website, as well as the complete Turtle Trader. Why don't we start off, Michael, by telling people where turtle trading and give them a little history of Richard Dennis.
You know, for me, the word turtle is still the coolest Wall Street story ever. I mean, people could have their favorites, this or that, but to me, it's the great story. And what it is, it's the story of nurture trumping nature. It's the story of not having to be born with the silver spoon. It's the story of not necessarily having all the insights or access in the world. And what it was there was a gentleman, a trader, who had made his first million by the age of 25 back in the mid-1970s, and he accumulated, trading for his own account, he accumulated around a $200 million fortune in 1983. And he had this belief that he wasn't anything special. I mean, he knew he was special, but he thought he could teach what he was doing to other people. And him and his partner had just seen the old Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd movie, Trading Places, and they walked out and they said, you know, his partner said to this guy, Rich Dennis, he said, you can't teach people what to do. You've got this innate uncanny ability. You're a savant. You're a genius. And Rich Dennis said, no, we can teach people. And so they made a bet, inspired by the movie. And they put ads in the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and they had thousands of people respond.
I was one of them.
And, and they selected approximately 20 students. They gave them 2 weeks of training. Then they set them loose down the street from the Chicago Board of Trade in an office building, nondescript office building, and they started trading. Approximately 4 years later, the group of 20 had made about $100 million profit. And that ended in 1988, the experiment, so to speak. And they were named the Turtles. I should say this. They were named because Rich Dennis wanted to grow traders like he had seen turtles being grown in a turtle breeding farm in Singapore. So that was where the name Turtle came from. But after the program ended in 1988, they went on to six of the Turtles kept trading. In fact, six of the Turtles still trade today, 20 years later. And one of those student Turtles became a billionaire. And so it's just a fantastic story when people say, well, gosh, I can't do this. I don't have access. I'm not Donald Trump's son. It doesn't make a difference if you really want it.
Right, absolutely. Now, let's talk about fundamental versus technical and what trend following is. Concerning the fundamental versus the technical aspect.
Well, the turtles were unique in the sense they were taught. They weren't taught buy and hold. They weren't taught Jim Cramer stock picks or hot tips or listening to the news. You know, they didn't turn on the news back in the early 80s and say, wow, okay, we should do something based on the news. They were technical trend-following traders, and what that really means is they were only looking at price movements. So if a price of a market, whether that was gold or oil or stocks, let's just say hypothetically it was at 100 and it went to 150. Well, if you were a turtle trader, you didn't care why it went from 100 to 150. You just wanted to make sure you were on board as it went there. And so your rules were all based on the price movements. They weren't based on knowing anything about the markets, which is really counterintuitive for people.
It is for many people, but basically that's what the difference between fundamental and technical trading is. And then on the other side, I'm a big teacher of having a trading plan. And a trading plan, to me, has to be able to be written in MetaStock, TradeStation, wealth lab or something, and it's very mechanical. There's no discretion to that as well. Is that correct?
Well, absolutely. Even back to the early 80s when the turtles were first learning their rules, and back even before them, back in the 1950s, I mean, Richard Dennis was inspired by traders like Richard Donchian from the 1950s. He was one of the first systematic trend-following traders. And so you're right. The idea is to make sure your rules are all written down before you ever start trading. So before you ever enter a market, you know when you're going to get out. Before you ever enter a market, you know how much you're willing to lose. You know how much you're willing to risk on each trade. And that's, once again, that's counterintuitive for most people, because we just don't grow up hearing this on the nightly news. On the nightly news, we hear, you know, Cramer smashing things and throwing things and telling you to buy such and such stock, but, you know, I don't know if he really ever comes back around and tells you when to sell.
So nope, because there's no rule.
Confusing.
He doesn't
right?
have a rule. He doesn't have a rule. He doesn't have a mechanical rule that says you sell when X happens or Y happens or X or Y or so on and so forth, and the turtles basically do. And in your book, The Complete Turtle Trader, that's part of, I think, what you're trying to do, almost like Richard Dennis did. It's a teachable science, and that's what that book explains.
Well, absolutely. And what I do is I actually put the rules in the book that the turtles were taught all those many years ago. And look, today, still, their basic strategies are the same rules they learned back in the early 80s. The hard part with these rules is the emotional part, is sticking with them. Because sometimes you might end up in a situation where you lose 10% on a year. You might not make money every year. Or you're not going to make money every month. And that's hard for people, because people want to imagine that they're going to make 1% or 2% every month. And the only purpose, you know, the only people I know that can do that are guys like Bernard Madoff. And we all know where that ends up.
Yep. Well, that's interesting. Now, one of the things that, what's the alternative for somebody if they don't use trend following?
Someone asked me that question the other day, and it's trend following might be a little complicated for the average person. And I said, you know, but life's not fair. We don't have choices like that. I mean, because I think we all know what the alternative is. The alternative is what we saw happen last fall of 2008. We watched an entire generation, the baby boom generation, sitting there after listening to 25 years of buy and hold, you know, index investing. And it didn't work.
Nope.
We all know it didn't work now.
Right. Well, but and again, one of the hardest things, we'll talk about this when we come back, is that the number of consecutive losses you can have. But boy, as your updated book with 2008 shows, that you can make it back real quickly in one or two good trades. My guest today, Michael Koval, and we'll be right back with him after these messages. His website, www.turtletrader.com, free newsletter. You're listening to Financial News Radio, 1510 KFN.
Once again, here's Mark.
Good afternoon, listeners. If you have just joined us, my guest today is Michael Koval. He is a teacher, a book writer, an author, and his success comes, I think, from trend following and the turtle trading systems of Richard Dennis that have been around for a long time. But it's not only Richard Dennis that makes a lot of money from trend following. Bill Dunn, John Henry, Ed Sequoia, Keith Campbell, all these guys, they just use trend following. And you mentioned about in your book, The Complete Turtle Trader, that you give the rules, the original rules. But in your book that you're just updated for 2008 now, Trend Following, Learn to Make Millions in Up or Down Markets, you also give the rules very mechanically that can be put in to TradeStation or MetaStock and for somebody to use.
Absolutely. They're a little more detailed in The Complete Turtle Trader because I wanted to make sure they saw the exact turtle system.
Right.
The trend following book came first, and it's more of a broad overview of the strategy. And because sometimes people they hear the story, their turtle story, and they think, well, that was specific to these group of people. But actually, as you just mentioned, many other people have made fortunes trend following trading. You mentioned John Henry. If your audience doesn't know who John is, He's the current owner of the Boston Red Sox, and he made the $700 million to buy the Boston Red Sox as a trend-following trader. And he started off as a farmer in Arkansas with some limited college experience, and 25 years later, he had amassed this fortune trend-following trading. So it's been this under-the-radar success that I think people are starting to pay a little attention to finally.
Well, I think one of the difficult things, and I believe in trend following. I used to own a brokerage firm called Trend Trader. Where people have a lot of trouble sometimes is, like you said, they expect a very high percentage of winners in any type of mechanical system, usually unrealistic and unbelievable and not attainable. They don't understand the diversification of putting various assets together. In your book, you talk about, you know, trading crude oil, trading the grains, trading the, you know, softs like coffee and wheat, and coffee has some amazing moves. But how much money could have been made in the last 2 years trading crude oil as a turtle trader as we went from 40 to 150 and back to 40 again?
And just as simply as you said that is what they did, is what trend following traders did. And interesting, a few years ago, I had the opportunity to interview Boone Pickens, who many in your audience will probably know as a great oil trader. And he made a fabulous fortune as oil skyrocketed to the moon. And I would never dare criticize Boone Pickens, one of the most successful speculators on the planet. But he did make a key mistake that I think if we're looking at it, we would say, hey, he did not either get out of oil when it started to go against him or short it. And in turn, he was one of the biggest losers last year, as opposed to the trend-following traders, which actually rode oil up. And then when it reached that peak, they didn't time the peak perfectly, but once it started to come back down, they eventually reversed and got short. And it's really, you just follow the trend. You don't try and overthink it.
Well, that's the difference between discretionary and mechanical. Discretionary and mechanical, basically what I do in my practice is I run my Metastock at the end of the day. I have my screens. If you have a new signal that meets the system that you're trading, you take the trade. I mean, you could bring up any chart. I was talking the first half of my show about how the dollar is breaking down. You know that all the turtle traders are short the dollar right now. Basically because it's going down, it's broken the low of 20 days, 26 days, and, you know, sometimes people will use different numbers. I forget who it was that uses 38 days.
I'm not sure, but generally it's the same kind of principle. When one of these big moves start to happen, a lot of the breakouts are all going to, you're going to make money at the 20-day breakout or the 55-day breakout. When these big moves start to happen, if you've got a trend-following mindset, they're all probably going to work, generally.
Right. And when they don't, you need to have the discipline, as you said, to have that stop and get out. What percentage of them work? Because when I was a market maker on the Philadelphia Stock Exchange, I actually traded with Linda Bradford, who married Cliff Raschke now, and she, you know, wrote a book, Turtle Soup, a trading plan called Turtle Soup, because, again, many of these breakouts, they fail and they come back. So can you give our listeners a sense of what percentage of turtle trades once initiated work and how many you got to get out because of the stop because they reverse?
Well, and it's a good point because I would say probably it can range from, let's say you could have 60% of your trades are losers.
Right.
But the key is how big are the losers? And then for the smaller number of winners that you have, how big are the winners?
Right.
And so, yes, I've heard the idea of turtle soup, but I can look at the performance data of the turtle traders over the last 25 years, and I can say, well, if they've all delivered to their clients after fee performance of plus 20%, turtle soup, I don't really know if that's making much of a difference. They still seem to be delivering the goods. I mean, one of the turtles, Richard Dennis's handpicked students last year, Tom Shanks, delivered close to 100% return for 2008. Now, for most people that were in mutual funds and perhaps are underwater, when they hear that someone made 100% fairly by making good, smart decisions in the market, no funny business, that's something that people really need to stand up and take notice to.
Okay. Now, if listeners would like to learn more about turtle trading, Michael, what should they do? I mean, should they just go out and buy these two books? Again, I mentioned your website, turtletrader.com. I know you've got some trading systems and home study courses. How could our listeners learn more? And, you know, your book title, The Complete Turtle Trader, is great because it you really cover the subjects very well, very easily written, very easily explained. And again, I tell people with a trading plan, if you know you're only going to have 40% winners, take it. If you're going to make money over 100 trades, it's about the next 100 trades, not the next 5 trades. Where could they go to get educated about what you're teaching?
Well, both my books are available everywhere, and so they can go to Amazon and be the fastest way to get the books. And they're inexpensive, so you can probably get both books for less than $30. I mean, they've both been very good sellers. The Trend Following book's been a bestseller, and that's probably one of the first steps. And if listeners have other questions or other concerns or want to learn more, even beyond the books, I do have – there's other opportunities on my websites from home study courses and, you know, kind of more of a hand-holding approach. But I think the books is a really inexpensive way to, if they're unfamiliar with this, to kind of wrap their arms around it.
Right. Now, if they sign up for your free newsletter, which I just did myself because I'm embarrassed to say I was not a subscriber, but it's free, what can they expect when they sign up for that?
Right. It's a general an overview of the way that I look at things. I take a very Ludwig von Mises libertarian approach to economics and my politics and trying to weave in the trend following lessons and the behavioral finance lessons and the psychology lessons to kind of help people to see beyond what we hear from the media, beyond what we hear from the government. So I've learned a lot of lessons from a lot of these top traders, and I try to give their perspectives, which I really think helps people when they want to make a big change in their life to see how other people have done it. So that's what I try and deliver in the newsletter.
Okay. My guest today, Michael Covell, C-O-V-E-L, if you want to look it up on Amazon by author, go to his website, www.turtletrader.com. Michael, I haven't even got a chance to ask you about your new movie, Broke the American Dream. So I'm going to ask you if you would to come back on the show in a little while and talk a little bit more about turtle trading and talk about your film, Broke the American Dream.
Absolutely, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. My guest today, again, Michael Covell. You'll learn more about him at www.turtletrader.com. You've been listening to Financial Review.